بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. التصوف is a part of love. You've got a vehicle and everything is working in the vehicle. But the only thing that you don't have is fuel. Can you move the vehicle? You've got all the fans here, all the air cons, all the electric appliances, everything. But the small thing you don't have is the power. Can you work? That's the tasawwuf. The tasawwuf, in other words, is love. And love is that might that moves the person. Right? You hear the stories of Leila Majnun and the English equivalent Romeo and Juliet, right? And what love doesn't make the person do? Anything turns the world around, just love. Azadji Rahmatullah gave one story of love. You know? Says now, India, they got the Dhobi system. Person comes to get the clothing and they'll wash it and they'll bring it. So that the washerman or the washerwoman, right? So now this Dhoban washerwoman, she was contracted to the king. So all the royal garments, prince, queens, their dresses and the outfits. So she was contracted. Anyway, on one occasion, the Dhoban's son, he caught sight of the princess' outfit. Whose clothing, the princess? Ah, give it to me. I will do a good job. But I said, well, you don't know how to do it. Well, I'll do it. Oh, he washed the thing, pressed the thing, and sent it. See, in this world, nobody's going to see Allah Ta'ala here. لَن تَرَانِي لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ. Right. But you will see the beauty, the grandeur, the splendor will be reflected in His creation. You won't see Allah Ta'ala. All this beauty will be reflected. So the beauty that we see is a reflected beauty. Whether it's in you, whether it's in a girl, whether it's in whoever else, it's not original beauty. It's reflected beauty. That's one way to get yourself cleared of ishq-e majazi. You know, someone's falling in love with some boy or a girl or whatever. So you make yourself understand that this is not actual beauty, it's a reflection. Like you see any person falling in love with a reflection. See something in the mirror, grab that thing. Because you know it's not actual, it's reflected. When it's reflected, it can move. So the one that is reflecting it, he can retain it and he can turn away. So turn it away. But now, in order to understand Allah Ta'ala, you have to look at His reflected beauty. His grandeur, His splendor, His beauty. Like you can see it in an elephant, you can see it in an ant. But then you must look at it. Look at it constructively. Look at it, you know, with a maqsad. And you find Allah Ta'ala. See, that whole poetry of Sri Ramakrishna says, Maine tujhe dekha hai, right? So, this poetry is not supposed to be a sing-song, like how we take it sing-song. It's got a very deep meaning, right? But now, because we just like a sing-song, tune, and rhythm, etc., so we fall for that. But seldom do we put our minds, what's the inner meaning? The Quran is also the same. One is the likulli ayatin zahru wa batn. Every ayat has got a surface meaning and has got a deep meaning. But as you apply yourself, then the deeper meaning comes out of the Quran. So now this boy here, he's taken the princess's clothing and he's washing it, he's India, the starch, you know. When the Rinaval is polyester. Before the polyester, it was cotton. And cotton, in order to give it a look, they would put starch. And I'm talking about 400 years ago, right? There was no polyester at that time. So now, this youngster has fallen in love with the clothing. He's thinking to himself, that malboos itna zyada acha hai to labis kaisa hoga. This is the state of the clothing. What will be the state of the person is wearing it? He's fallen in love, you see. This is what Hazrat is striking to us. That reflection, that just think about it, it's so beautiful. Then what will be the beauty, the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala? So anyway, the mother saw that this child here is losing shape, losing condition, night and day, it's just the clothing. Once it, washing it, pressing it, keeping it to his chest. The mother is feeling sorry for the child, because the child in that love, right, in that heat of love, is losing state. Because he's not getting to see the beloved, he's just getting to love the clothing, the apparel. So the mother is thinking now, she's coming from the sticks, right? So she doesn't understand. Anyway, after some time, the mother saw this child is losing shape, so she thought of a way now to break this whole thing. Mother says, you know what? The princess, she's died now. He got a heart failure, he died straight away. See that attachment. Allah will give us that attachment with Himself. Al-Hayyul Qayyum, right? Eternal, the one that maintains everything. He got attached to this thing here. When he saw that his beloved is no more, he gave his life. You know, you look at this Romeo and Juliet story, right? Same thing, they fell in love, right? And then they gave their lives for each other. But Juliet killed herself because of Romeo. And Romeo said, what's the need of life when Juliet is not around? See, it's love. So what Arun Ramdev says, Ishq ba murda paainda nest. Ishq ba murda paainda nest. Love was something that's going to perish, right? Love was a perishable thing. It's not a lasting love. Ke murda ba ma aainda nest. See, ishq. Ba murda paainda nest. Ke murda ba ma aainda nest. Love can't be with something that is going to perish. Because it's a perishable item, it can't be there. So So why are you giving your life to something that is perishing? Ishq ba hayy qayyum dar. If you really want to give your love, your heart, then with the one that is eternal and that maintains everything, is eternal. There's no end. That's who you're supposed to be giving your love to. Now, people give their hearts into these things here, and then when that thing goes, when that thing breaks, the heart breaks. But then why did you have to give your heart to the thing that is breakable? Give your heart to the one that's not breakable. You give your heart to something that breaks, then your heart will break. With that thing breaking, your heart will break. So why do you give your heart to something that's going to break? So anyway, he got a heart attack. Now, obviously the princess's clothing had to be washed. So the mother came back to the mother. Mother is washing it, pressing it, sending it back. Now the princess is complaining to the doorman. You know, I don't see the finish in this clothing like I used to see previously. So for some years, there was a different finish on the clothing. It was that finish of love, see. See, our namaz, it must be flavored with love. Our roza, it must have the flavor of love. That's totally different now. Zakat is flavored with love. Right? So it's going to be flavored with love. Will it be like a normal? Namaz will be normal. That roza will be normal. That charity will be normal. It'll be different now. See, now it's totally different. Why? It's flavored. Flavored with what? Flavored with love. So it's going to be different. So this is what the tasawwuf is all about, love. Get that love, get that fire. And then see how you'll fire you up. It'll move you. In this month here, you ask Allah Ta'ala for love. Azhar Ji Hamdani see that one of the du'as for muhabbat is, Allahumma rizukni hubbak. Allah Ta'ala, nourish me with your love. Not give me your love, nourish me with your love. Because everything for its existence requires to be nourished, right? Can anything remain without nourishment? So Allah Ta'ala, I need to be nourished. Not just given, I need to be nourished. So that nourishment is the life. Can you see the words, Allah marzukni hubba. Nourish me with your love. So anyway, now, this doorman now, she's taking the clothing, the princess is complaining, I don't see that finish. Something is missing here. No, I did it how it was normal. Something. Now this doorman, she doesn't understand how it can impact on the person's heart. So then she had to spill the beans, you know. It was my son that was washing your clothing, and he built an affinity, and when I saw that affinity, then I said, no, it's not the right thing. Because where is a doorman's child and where is the princess? You know, it's chalk and cheese. One is the princess, one is the doorman's child. So how can it be a match? Can you see? How can it be a match? So anyway, I had to break this up. The only way I could think of breaking it, that I just told him that, you know, you are gone, you are no more. The moment I said this, he died. Now when the princess heard that this was the condition of this doorman's child, she thought to herself, the person hasn't seen me, he only saw my clothing, and he fell into such a state of infatuation, right? How much he must have loved me. Just looking at my apparel, how much he must have loved me. She got a heart failure, she died. See? Like a case of Romeo and Juliet. See? But you see the love. So, Ishba Hayyo Kayyum Dar. You want to give your heart, give your heart to the one that is eternal. Is eternal, and that love makes you healthier. This love here, it will melt you down, right? It will evaporate. And that love, the love with Allah Ta'ala, because He's ever, forever, so it will give you an eternal life. Allah Ta'ala grant us the love.